brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today. So when I was growing up, a little redneck kid outside of Nashville in the burbs, these little houses all in a row, had a neighborhood full of kids, and the kids would run in and out of the house and in and out of the house all day long and leave the door open. And my mother would say classic things like, "Were you raised in a barn?" Like, "No, I was raised in suburbia." But yeah. And so, finally, somewhere in the heat of the summer and the air conditioning having all spilled out of the house, the heat is now filled the house, and it filled her head too. And her frustration level would reach it. And she would say, "That's it. The worm has turned." We had no idea what that meant, except that the beatings were about to begin. And so we would all get scarce real fast and not no more in and out of the house. We were just out of the house at that point. The worm has, I didn't even know what it meant. I found out later it was Shakespeare. Who knew mom knew Shakespeare?
Dude, you know, your mom was a...
"The worm has turned." I'm like, what does that mean? Except things are about to get ugly. So, yeah, but, you know, that's what happens. This is the secret of how you become disciplined. The worm has turned. That's it. Les Brown, the great motivator, used to say, people change their lives when they finally say, "I've had it. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired." And that's changing your life is not a changing your habits, becoming suddenly disciplined in something you weren't, is not an intellectual exercise. It's an emotional, spiritual exercise.
Well, and nowadays we have so much access to so many opinions, informed and uninformed. We have countless plans. And so we delude ourselves by researching a bunch. There's been seasons, Dave, when the time I spent researching the right workout, if I just went down and worked out, it would have been less time than I spent just trying to get the perfect. All right, what a waste of time, right? So just go do the thing.
Yeah, when in doubt,
go do the thing.
Something.
Yeah, go do it.
Yeah, and that changes everything. So some of you listening right now, get out your credit cards right now. Cut them up right this second. It's time for plastic surgery. It's time for a plastectomy. And later, you can write it in your journal that it occurred. But freaking do it. Go do it.
Or text your wife or your husband and say, "We need to talk tonight." Text right now. "We need to talk tonight." Whatever that.
I just cut up your cards.
Yeah. We're going to have some, it's going to be tough this month. But send that text right now. There's no going back. Go do the thing. Get up from your desk right now and go for a walk. So right now.
The reason I bring that back up is not to fuss at the last caller. That's not the point. The point is, this is a common thing that is a human condition. John and I suffer from it. All of you suffer from it. How do we go about embracing doing the hard thing to get to the easy? And John, you know, you've got a great saying, choose your heart. Oh, by the way, you don't know this. I forgot to tell you. I was going to tell you off air, but I'll just tell you right now. So a neighbor of mine came to the event we did with Mike Rowe, and you went through the whole choose your heart. Okay? You can choose to... you know, lower your caloric intake and lose some weight, increase your exercise, or choose to be on the operating table for heart surgery from your obesity.
Right? Both of those are hard paths.
Both are hard. So choose your heart. You said you did a whole talk on that. So my neighbor, who's a good friend of mine, was in the audience. He has lost 150 pounds since that talk.
No way.
And it's all because of that.
Wow.
Because of your talk.
That's amazing.
He said it clicked. It made sense to me. I was with him last night.
Wow. Yeah.
And he's a great guy.
That's incredible. Yeah.
He was big.
Yeah.
And he's lost a Backstreet Boy. I mean, it's like ridiculous.
Yeah, he lost James Childs and James' little pet poodle dog he has. That's amazing.
James and his dog.
Wow. But here, I think the illusion is...
choose your heart.
Spinning my wheels gets me somewhere.
Yeah, it's hard to work extra. It's hard to not go out to eat. It's hard to stay home from vacation while your friends are going. Your broke friends are going and spending money they don't have. It's hard to live on a controlled budget like a grown-up instead of a child that acts like they live in Congress and they spend whatever they want. It's hard to do the discipline is hard, but you got to choose your heart because otherwise you're going to be broke.
And it's hard.
Stay broke.
It's hard to be scared when your kids need braces. It's hard being scared when I remember when I was broke, Dave, I called my friend and said, hey, do you have some money on a credit card? I got to go to the ER, have something checked out. That was a shameful, embarrassing call I made at 26 years old. Like, that's hard too, right? So you're not...
Yeah, asking your parents to move back in when you're 35 years old.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Wanting to marry somebody and saying, I'm going to be more of a burden to them than not. Like, that's hard. So choose which difficult path. It's not like one's easy, one's not. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And so the problem is when you don't choose to take the steps to live like no one else so that later you live and give like no one else, you don't choose to do the things that cause you to build wealth, become wealthy. By default, you have chosen mediocrity. By default, you've chosen to retire broke and hope the government will take care of you, which is well known for its ability to handle money. By default, you're going to be working in McDonald's or be a Walmart greeter when you're 68 because you didn't choose the hard earlier.
It's just gonna. There's just no easy path. Yeah.
That's and once I get that about something,
then it's go time.
Then I can go. It's game on.
Right.
And I can flip the switch, and so can you, and so can everybody else. But we all have to consciously, intentionally choose to delay pleasure, and delaying pleasure is emotionally a sign of maturity. It's a sign of emotional and spiritual maturity. No discipline seems pleasant at the time, but it yields a harvest of righteousness. Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.